Om Shanti. Today is 22nd December 2019. A very beautiful and revealing Avyakt Murli. And the title is If Not Now, Then Never. So in ancient times, there was a group of travelers traveling, some of them on their camels and some walking. After some time, they got tired and thought to rest somewhere. So they found a green place with shrubs and a comfortable resting place. So they thought to camp there the night and sleep there. But during the middle of the night, they heard a message from the ether. And the message said, "You are welcome to take these stones from here." So of course they all had their own understanding and doubts and waste thoughts. And one person thought, "Why should I pick up them? Maybe somebody wants us to clean up this area. Why should I do it?" And the other one thought, "Okay, let me take a few and just follow the instructions for the sake of it." And then the third person thought, "Well, our caravans are anyway going empty, so let me fill my caravan and take them. And then at the other end, we can just drop them off." So they each did their thing and then continued the next day. And after some time, one of the people stumbled on a rock and fell. And as he fell, the stones that were in his pocket fell out. And everyone noticed that they were diamonds. Upon seeing this, everyone ran back to pick up more diamonds now and not stones. And of course, by then it was too late. And there was no green place and there were no stones. And so the moral of the story is to do everything on time, not before, not after, at that precise time. So it's a beautiful Murli today in which Baba is really telling us many secrets and revealing the more subtler aspects of effort. And you can tell from today's Murli that Baba knows everything that goes on in our life, in our efforts, even how we think. And so Baba's revealing some of that. So Baba begins the Murli by giving us reasons as to why we should make the effort. Because he said whatever we accumulate now in the confluence age is for 21 births. Because a royal status is the most elevated in the golden age. Because devotee souls consider the elevated souls to be their lovely, beloved deities, which is Ishtadev, and they worship them in the copper age. And for half the cycle, we become those with a royal status. And for half the cycle, we attain a worthy of worship status. So Baba said, this is the time. Confluence age is the time for accumulating for the whole cycle. And that is why we have the slogan that if not now, then never. If we don't do it now, it's not going to happen. And if we don't have the fuel, how can we go very far? So in this short time, we have to fill up very fast. And the confluence age is that short age in comparison to the whole cycle, where one deed is equal to multi-million-fold return. So Baba said, imagine what would happen if you all remembered this slogan, that if not now, then never, whilst performing every elevated act and elevated thought. Baba said, all ordinary thoughts would end. And Baba said, this is called intense effort. Whatever you want to do, you do it now. And I remember in another Avyakt Murli, Baba said that in each second, our stage should be more elevated than the previous second. Baba said, this is the definition of intense effort maker, Tivra Purusharthi, intense effort maker, where 1 second is more elevated than the next. So now is the only time to create karma with God. All throughout the cycle, we have created karma with human beings, with animals, with possessions, Now is the only time, the confluence age is the only age in which to create karma with God. And if we don't now, then we will miss out for the whole cycle. And actually thereby miss out coming into the whole cycle. And we'll have to sit up there quietly by ourselves. So Baba asked us to remember Brahma Baba's efforts. Baba said, what made him number one? And he said, whatever I have to do, I have to do it now. Not at some point, but now. And this is what has been remembered in bhakti also, as instant donation is the highest charity. Turant dan mahapunya, instant donation. As soon as you have the thought, you do it. Whether it's a service, whether it's a donation, whether it's a thought, a good wish, calling someone, whatever, just do it right away, immediately. And that has the highest charity, highest return, you can say, highest investment. So Brahma Baba became number one deity because a deity means one who gives. Devta means giver. So Baba was number one charitable soul. He didn't say, oh, let me think about it and then I'll do it. He had instant donation. So whenever anyone came in front of him, instantly he had something to give them. And so let us ask ourselves this question. Do we have something to give every soul who comes in front of us? We become great by giving. This is great charity. What is service actually? Service is giving. Giving of happiness. So often it is said that serviceable souls become great souls, deity souls. But what does that mean? It means they gave. They gave a lot. They first gave their mind, body, wealth. Then they gave their time. Then they gave their love. And then they gave their wisdom. It's constant. It's a life of giving. In fact, today I received a message which is quite appropriate. It said, the things you do for yourself are gone when you are gone. But the things you do for others, they remain as your legacy. So that means we need to give more than we take. I believe that in any relationship, if you give more than you take, you will always remain safe. And giving here doesn't mean to become a doormat. It means having a big heart, to always be merciful, forgiving, not waiting from others, and of course certainly not measuring how much did I get and how much should I give. No, just be the one who gives. And that's why Baba said Brahma Baba is worshipped from his childhood. First as baby Krishna, then in his adolescent form with Radha, and then he's remembered with the Gops and Gopis, and then finally as Narayan with Lakshmi. So that's why he becomes number one and is worshipped from, you can say, number one, like the first age, the first year of his life. And Radha is his partner, but she is number two. Right? So number one gets worshipped. There's only one Olympic athlete. Number two is not number one. Number two is one short of one. But Brahma Baba is number one for this reason. And that's why he is a greatly charitable soul and therefore greatly worthy of worship soul. And then Baba indulges some more secrets. Baba said there's a difference between instant donation and a donation. Turant dan and just dan. And Baba said, of course, instant donation is a great donation. And the fruit of instant donation is also great. Because actually by the time we think about it, and this is the secret Baba shared, by the time we think about it, then Maya takes her cut in between. So for example, in the morning at Amrit Vela, we might have the thought, oh, I would like to give $1,000, 1,000 pounds, 1,000 dinars to Baba today. But by the time it's breakfast, we think, maybe 700-800 should be enough. And then by lunchtime, we think, maybe 500 is okay. And by night, we make it 200. And we think, well, Baba is rich anyway. He doesn't need it. It's all his anyway. So then Baba's saying, who ate this 800 in between? It was Maya. So from the inception, right, the thought of donating something and actually doing it there's a big difference. And so Maya takes that 800 and eats that up. Then Baba said about children who give 50. They say, I'll give 50 now and then 50 later, because it all belongs to the father. So again, waste thoughts, so many waste thoughts. And this is how Maya gets in between and eats up our fortune that we could have accumulated in the first place. Even when it comes to action, we might think, let's print some literature so that others can have it for free. Or we want to clean up some beach or desert. But if we don't do it right away, meaning if we don't act upon that thought right away and get it moving, then by the next day and the following day, our enthusiasm drops. And then it feels like a chore, a labor, and not that, you know, initial elated excitement that we began with. So Baba said, initially you thought of it as 100%, but by the time you did it, it changed. And so, for example, someone says, I will do service at the center all day. But when tomorrow comes, we think, well, half a day is enough. Who wants to slave away at the center? So whether it's money, whether it's thought, whether it's action, so anything, Baba's saying, from the time you think and the time you do, there becomes a difference. And that's what creates a difference in our number. And Baba said, you have seen the Mahaprasad, right? Which is the great sacrifice. So when an animal is sacrificed instantly with one stroke, that is considered as the great prasad, the great donation. And actually, I know that sometimes when people have gone to the mountains to sacrifice a goat or something, so initially they even sprinkle some water on the goat. And if at even that point the goat starts to shake or is disturbed, then that sacrifice will not be accepted. So Baba said the goats cry out, and if they cry out, that's not accepted. Ek dhak se, in one stroke. And all faiths have this concept. The Greeks had it, the Egyptians had it, of course, Hinduism, India, Islam, everybody has this concept that whatever you do instantly and in one stroke. So the key point of Mahaprasad is to let your thinking and doing be instantaneous. And actually, this is the real meaning of authenticity, that your thoughts match your words and they match your actions. If we're not matching them, aligning them, that is not authenticity. So there is value of the second. It can change your fortune either way, actually. Ask an athlete who lost his gold medal by just a tenth of a second. Ask the person who missed his train by a second. And ask the person who just missed having an accident by a fraction of a second. Then Baba said, if whilst you had the thought, whilst you're thinking about it, somebody else did it, then who gets the reward? And of course, the one who does it gets the reward. So Baba said, that's what creates the number. And we are also worshipped according to our efforts. Baba said, some are worshipped from the heart in the right way, and some for the sake of it. So again, it depends how we made the effort now that we are worshipped later. So many times I've seen in the yagya that when buildings were being built or certain service needs to get done, if we miss the boat, if we fail to take the opportunity, then we miss that adventure. And of course, here in Baba's case, we miss out on the income and accumulation. And of course, Baba's work will always get done and someone will do it, even if I don't. So it's not a question of whether Baba's work gets done or not. It will always get done. But the question is, did I do it? And of course, the one who does it gets the accumulation. And I've seen how as souls really heed to their bhavana and their love for Baba and they do things instantaneously, they get the power and they move ahead very fast. It's all a very subtle machinery. It speaks volumes about their bhavna for Baba, keeping Baba first and not last when it comes to giving in thought and word and deed. And Baba has made several references to this in the Sakar Murlis, that if you come after the event and tell Baba you want to help, then it's too late. Imagine you wanted to add a brick to a building that was being built, but then you arrive and realize the building has been finished. Where will you put your brick? It's done, the opportunity is gone, the building has been built. But yes, there will be another opportunity, but we miss that one. And there's also the example Baba often used to mention about the sisters, how some of them would accept his call and take up the opportunity. So once Baba had told one sister that I need you to go for seva somewhere and the train is at the previous station, it's about to come to this station and I need you to get on that train and go for seva. And so this one sister was umming and ahhing and saying, well, Baba, my clothes are not ready, they are wet, they are this. And the other sister said, Baba, I'll go. And she immediately packed her clothes and left. And so, of course, Baba gave a lot of love to that sister, whilst the other one, she was repenting because she missed the opportunity. And so really, in this way, how many opportunities have we missed? Say, for example, you are asked to introduce a program or give a meditation commentary or give a class and you decline for whatever reason. Maybe fear of failure, maybe your ego got the better of you. And then you saw the other one doing it. How do you feel at that moment? You're sitting in your seat and you're probably thinking, oh, I could have done a better job. I should have done it. Why did I say no? We sit there having so many waste thoughts. And Baba said, at least just say yes. At least say yes. You get points for saying yes, even though we are not perfect. This was something Dadi had taught us, to just say yes. And that's how I've been able to learn a lot, because I never knew how to do many things. But by just being present, by saying yes, okay, I'll give it a shot, okay, Baba's asking me to do it. And you do it and you learn and you get better and better. So Baba said that those who keep thinking about it, they reach the silver age, implying that golden aged ones are the ones who have the one thought and just do it. So Baba said, waste thought is one thought, but then what is its progeny? Right? So first we have the waste thought, oh, I'll do it later. But what is the creation of that waste? And it's so much more waste. So that's another thing, to just, you know, do it immediately before allowing entry to that waste thought. And today Baba was seeing the account of our accumulation. He said he'll tell us methods to accumulate later. Later means in another murli, but Baba is saying, check. Let us check today. What is our treasure of knowledge? How much knowledge do we have? Do we really have depth of understanding of knowledge? It's not just a collection of points, but understanding. And then treasure of powers. Do we feel powerful at every moment? Or like Baba said, you call the power, but another one comes. Our thoughts, are we creating the thought we want? Or is somebody else in my head thinking for me? And time, am I using my time in a worthwhile way? So Baba said, don't ask when, Gub, but do it now, Ub. So I think that's a nice point to end on. Let us not ask when, but let us just do it now. Right now. Start now. Acha, have a lovely day. Om Shanti.